Rhode Island is currently involved in a project that is drawing national attention and is on the cutting edge of planning future uses of the ocean. It is the Ocean Special Area Management Plan, or Ocean SAMP, which is employing research by the top scientists in the country at the University of Rhode Island to identify priority uses, such as commercial fisheries and marine transportation, as well as possible wind energy projects for these waters. It is first and foremost an ecosystem-based approach to planning that will identify the best possible use of Rhode Island's nearshore ocean waters while protecting those areas of special value and importance. The Ocean SAMP report is in the process of being written and includes chapters dealing with a comprehensive list of focus areas. The chapter we will discuss today focuses on the impacts of global climate change in the SAMP region. Don Kotowitz, co-author of the chapter along with Jim Toby, answers some questions about the variety of issue areas that this topic will address. Don, one of the causes of future change in the Ocean SAMP research area will undoubtedly involve climate change. What's been observed in the region thus far?
Both air and sea temperature is rising, and sea level is rising at an increasingly faster rate. More intense storms and greater intensity of precipitation has also been observed. These things are caused by an increase in greenhouse gases, especially carbon dioxide, in the atmosphere from human activities. Carbon dioxide specifically is at its highest level in over 650,000 years.
How do you think these projected ongoing changes will have an impact on the area?
It changes ocean circulation patterns, which influences nutrients and plankton, which forms the base of food webs for marine species. There is projected to be a shift in the geographical ranges of commercially important fish species, and this means that southern species will become more common in the area and northern species may move away. Sea level rise and an increase in intensity of storms and coastal erosion and increased runoff can all impact marine life in the SAMP area.
How can renewable energy, such as the proposed wind turbines within the Ocean SAMP area, make an impact on future climate change and warming trends?
Renewable energy will decrease the amount of carbon dioxide emitted to the atmosphere, which mitigates the impacts of climate change. Rhode Island is leading the way with the goal of 20% renewable energy, and it may be the first state in the country to supply energy via offshore wind.
There will still be a need for people to adapt to changes in climate, we know that. What are a few actions people and state agencies will have to start taking to not have to pay a price down the road?
We will have to locate future buildings away from the coast, plan for more intense storms and coastal flooding, and move infrastructure such as water treatment plants inland. We'll also have to build up port and harbor areas to accommodate for sea level rise projections.
We know that climate change issues are going to have an impact on virtually every topic covered by the other chapters in the Special Area Management Plan. We understand the project team is trying to use that as a so-called lens to view these effects through. Is that correct?
Yes. There is strong existing evidence of the impacts of climate change and a strong consensus from the scientific community as well. The Ocean SAMP is trying to mainstream the projections of climate change for future planning to consider these impacts and projections to adapt to climate change.
What kind of actions has Rhode Island taken to date to cope with climate change and warming?
Climate change is happening right here in Rhode Island. The Coastal Resource Management Council will consider climate change projections in policies, plans, and regulations. They will also accommodate a 3 to 5 foot projection in sea level rise by 2100 for all coastal activities. Here at the University of Rhode Island, scientists are focusing research on the challenges of adapting to climate change. The Ocean SAMP team is bringing the best minds from all over the world to meet that challenge as well.
Thanks, Dawn. This podcast and other information about the Ocean SAMP project are available on the Ocean SAMP website at cgrant.gso.uri.edu/OceanSAMP. Future podcasts of other chapters will be added to the site as they are sent on to the CRMC for comments and preliminary approval.